On the brick patio, in front of the doors to UNC Chapel Hill's Genetic Medicine Building, sits a bench whose seat is twisted into a knot. Stretching over 13 feet, Kim Hamisky's bronze sculpture, The Knot, Le Nœud, offers sitters two smooth rectangular slabs on either side of this central tangle. The bench is backless, and sitters can choose to face away from the building or towards it. Walking from Mason Farm Road toward the front doors to the Genetic Medicine Building, visitors can see the full length of the bench. Towards the center, Hamisky's sculpture waves and curves in on itself, coming together in an overhand knot. The sculpture's seat is composed of a long, thin rectangular strip of metal, whose smoothness and uniformity gives it the appearance of a thick, flat ribbon, which goes over, under, and through itself to form a knot. The middle of the knot holds the most tension in the piece, and the edges of the bronze ribbon bow slightly as they cross over each other, creating a U-shaped curve in the body of the ribbon. There is a sinuous quality to this piece. The rectangular seat gives way to a soft serpentine figure eight. This sensuous curve is juxtaposed with the firm, straight edges that trace the outlines of the ribbon-like slab. Despite the solidity of this bronze form, the knot incorporates straight, harsh lines and contrasting fluidity, morphing from rigid angles to flexible circularity. At either end, the bench's seat is straight and generally flat. The edges are sharp and the corners form right angles. Upon closer inspection, a sitter will notice that there is a slight buckling to the seat. One side is slightly convex, rising above the flat plane of the seat, and the other side is concave, bowing gently towards the ground. The bench is stretched out over two rectangular legs that connect with the bench seat about a quarter of the way in on both sides. The legs mimic the shape and width of the seat and sit flush with the seat they support. These legs have no curve to them and are perpendicular to the bench. They are perfect rectangles and are slightly thicker than the seat. Moving to either end of the bench, it is possible to look through the knot to the other side. There are two gaps between the loops of the knot, suggesting that it is not tightly or forcefully tied yet, but rather, in the process of loosening or tightening, the moment of tying or untying. Though Hamisky's sculpture is bronze, the rich brown of the metal is obscured in places by a thin layer, or patina, of green oxidation. The warm bronze hue shows through the green in certain areas, most notably in the twists and turns of the knot, and in areas along the flat edges where visitors have sat on the bench. The patina on the knot is green and orange, and there are striations throughout, showing signs of wear. The legs on the bench are almost entirely covered in the green film. Throughout the sculpture, the surface is modeled in different ways. In some areas, there are drops of green and radiating circles, likely caused by rain and weather. There are also straight lines where the patina is thicker, and lines where visitors seem to have scratched into the surface with hands, pens, or keys. The overall effect is a mix of circles, ripples, straight lines, and blotches, a medley of curves and radiating lines that coalesce into a textured pattern. The parallel seats on the left and right sides of the bench and its tumultuous twisting center suggests that the backless bench is functional, but a pair of visitors will have to make a choice. Sit next to one another on either side of the knot, or be separated by it. The knot connects, secures, and unifies the piece, but it is also a tangle and renders a certain level of difficulty or disruption.